All right. Here's your excuse for that sports car you shouldn't have bought. Or that other piece of very expensive but perhaps useless equipment that you got that was going to turn your life around. You know, once you hit midlife and you just entered crisis mode, you started doing things that are frankly embarrassing. Well, apparently, there is now research to suggest it's not your fault. It's just evolution. It's just the way that human beings are built. And we know this because it's not confined to human beings. A study has indicated that chimps and orangutans may also experience a midlife crisis. That's right. Researchers have been investigating the well-being of over 500 primates that are in zoos across the world, and that seems to be the conclusion. Dr. Carla Lichtfield joins us now. She's a primatologist and an animal behaviourist. She also teaches human behaviour and learning at the University of South Australia. Carla, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
How can we measure this in a chimp? What are the signs that a chimp is going through midlife crisis?
Okay, well, it's more midlife slump in well-being or happiness, so it's not a crisis as such. They don't go out and buy sports cars and that sort of thing.
That's such a shame.
I know. But really, what they've done is they've used subjective questionnaires to ask people who've worked with the particular ape for more than 2 years and know them really well to rate them on a four-item questionnaire. And so they've reliably shown in the past that if you get a keeper or caregiver to talk about personality of an animal in a zoo, if you use a questionnaire and someone fills it in who knows the animal really well, then it's a very reliable measure of either personality or well-being. So what they did is they asked a whole bunch of keepers or caregivers of apes in zoos and sanctuaries to assess each individual ape that they knew really well on whether they feel positive or negative moods, how much pleasure they get from social situations, how successful the individual is in achieving his or her goals, and how happy the keeper would be to be that individual for a week. Right. And then they found all those things, and then they came up with the fact that there's this U-shaped curve, just like with humans. So what we find with humans is that younger humans are higher on happiness or well-being, and then around about 45 or 50 we have this slump. We're not quite as happy, we're not as satisfied with our jobs and so on, and then for some reason it goes up again, and as we reach an older age we actually become more happy or satisfied again. And that's what they've found, the same with chimps and orangutans, that for some reason the older apes are happier. And they don't know the reason for this. Maybe the depressed ones have died younger. Maybe there's a change in our brains as we get older. But they're also suggesting that maybe older adult, whether it's chimps, orangutans or humans, they actually seek out more positive interactions. So they hang out with other individuals that make them feel good, basically. Or here's an interesting one, that we shift our goals or dreams to be more attainable in older age, because that's one of the suggestions, that we get to this midlife crisis because we haven't reached our goals or dreams and we suddenly go, oh no, what am I doing here and what's going on? And so what the researchers are saying is nobody's ever looked at it in our great ape cousins. So we've just assumed and built all these socioeconomic theories about whether it's because of money, whether it's resources we have in different countries. But across the world there is this, but no one's looked at the possibility that we could have something in common and it could be an evolutionary thing.
Or that the chimps are too busy trying to climb the corporate ladder and perhaps that their lifestyle needs to change. But that's unlikely.
Well, you say that, but they are very, very political. And that's very interesting, because that's exactly right with chimps, is you do have power-hungry chimps. You do have this political and friendship development over many years. They do have buddies that support them and back them up as they go up the hierarchy. But the interesting thing is that they've put orangutans into this study, because orangutans and chimps have very, very different social lifestyles. So chimps are very much like us. They're very, very social species and they're very, very political. But orangutans are only semi-social, so they're not together in large groups. They don't have that social structure like perhaps we and chimpanzees have. But they also show this dip in the well-being for some reason.
Yeah, well, maybe it just demonstrates that it is innate. Maybe, you know...
It could be. But, of course, this has put the world in a bit of an uproar amongst primatologists because not everyone agrees that there's such a thing as a midlife crisis in humans, let alone in the other apes. And these are captive ones. And, I mean, in the wild, do they even have the chance to get that old...
Yeah.
Is it really something they're worrying about survival? Is it just that they're old and tired by that point? You don't really know.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because it's looking at well-being. And I think any study that looks at the well-being measures and welfare and that sort of thing for humans and other apes is fantastic.
That's really interesting stuff. And I can think of no one more qualified to talk us through it than you, Carla. So thank you very much for doing so. It's really, really fascinating.
Cool.
Dr. Carla Litchfield, lecturer, primatologist, animal behaviourist at the University of South Australia.